Hi everyone, my name is Yarrow and you're listening to the Embodied Business Podcast. It's a beautiful sunny Friday morning in Scotland and I would love to talk to you about the idea of selling things to your friends and how that can help you be more aligned in your marketing and think about your offerings in a different way. I'm actually really excited about this episode. I did record it earlier in the week, but that was before the Scorpio full moon, and I was pretty grumpy. And then also, maybe because it was Mercury retrograde, who knows? But the upload into the podcasting app didn't work. And then this morning I felt like, you know what? I feel a lot lighter. I think this is such a fun topic. I'm going to just record this again. So here we are. A few announcements before I dive in. I'm currently booking web design projects for July, so if you're interested, please book a call. I can offer one more tech and design day for May and then also booking on from July. Tech days have grown so much on me this year. They are such a nice way to really, you know, turn a big amount of work around, to put systems in place, update your website, create automations, finally start a newsletter, think about your branding and graphic design. I love them a lot, so please check them out if you feel like it. All right, so this question, would you sell this to a friend? I will begin by telling you why I think this is important and why I often offer this to my clients as a question, as something to think about. And then I'll tell you three ways in which I think really being with this question can help you. And then I will offer some journaling prompts and tell you a little bit more about integrating your insights. So I love this question because I really think a big skill or a big kind of hallmark in business development and sustainability over a long period of time is our ability to make good and clear decisions in a good time frame. Not necessarily rush. I don't think that being fast is always necessarily better when it comes to decision making. But I do think that sometimes when there's a roadblock and we just stall on some really key points that we actually kind of need to be decisive on, that can cause a real problem and it can stop us from moving forward in a way that we really would like. I'm in my 10th year now, which is so cool and exciting. Never thought that would happen. And when I look back, especially at the first few years, or actually always, that's always been true, right? Then I can see that my ability to be present to how I really feel and what matters to me in any given point in time really made all the difference to me growing and changing and expanding in the way that I had hoped. In the beginning, when I was starting out, for example, Facebook groups were really big, and then Periscope came around, and then Instagram was really important, and I had to make a lot of choices along the way, right? Like, where did I want to show up and how? What kind of clients did I want to serve? And what was my message even, and how did I want to bring that across? And so, as you know, as small business owners, there's just this constant stream of decision-making because you usually don't have a boss, which is amazing, I think. But that means you're kind of by yourself, you know, with all your decision making. And so how do you navigate that? And so, yeah, I come up with these questions for my clients. And one of them is, would you sell this to a friend? I think it really helps us stay connected to our values within marketing, especially, and it helps us rehumanize the process a little bit. So here are the three ways in which I think this question really helps. Firstly, it helps you find the areas you don't feel aligned with or confident about in your work. So you don't even necessarily really have to sit down with an actual friend, but if you sit yourself down and in your head, you imagine sitting with your friend or, you know, with someone you really love, and you tell them about your new idea or a thing that you've been offering for a while, and you describe it, and then you also tell them how much it is, you know, what's coming up there for you. And if in your business for a while you had this fuzzy feeling of not feeling quite super confident, or maybe sorry, I don't know what it is with my voice this morning. Yeah, if you had this like nagging feeling of like not being able to fully step forward and say, this is who I am, this is what I do, and this is what I offer, and how you can work with me, then I think that imaginary process kind of really helps you dig deeper into the areas that maybe you don't feel so sure about. So let's think about a practical example. Maybe you are a herbalist. As you know by now, that is my favorite example. Maybe you're a herbalist and you have a new subscription offering where someone gets a care package of herbs sent every month, and then there's also a piece of education in there. And you tell your friend about this and you feel really excited, but maybe there's an area there where you don't feel so sure about the educational aspects because it's tricky to meet people at different stages of their journey, right? Like maybe some people already know a lot about working with herbs, others might not, and maybe you feel a bit unsure about finding that sweet spot between not being boring, but also really meeting people where they're at when they're just starting out. So I think that conversation, whether it's imagined or not, can really clarify that for you. And as a side note, I think also when it comes to pricing, it can actually be really, really helpful to sit down with friends and tell them about your offering and what they cost, just as an exercise. Again, I think that can bring up so much stuff. It's really hard sometimes to own, you know, what you charge for your worth, for your work, and how you structure your pricing, whether you have like alternative pricing models or not. It's never easy, and that's true for everyone. And so I think that's a really powerful exercise either way, sitting down with someone you love who knows you and just be honest about what you're doing in your work. I really enjoy having friends outside of the business world, you know, who don't want to talk about that kind of stuff. But maybe that's an even better audience, actually, because they look at it with fresh eyes, and they look at it as someone who knows and loves you and who has a clear sense of what might be aligned for you or not. So I think that's a great strategy. So secondly, I think this question really helps because it helps you then communicate your ideas and invitations better. So when you're clearer on what you feel confident about and what you maybe don't feel so confident about, you can tweak your offering, and you can then also come to a place of feeling much more clarity about how you communicate that. And that's, you know, whether that's on social media, on a podcast interview, as you meet someone in person, when you practice with a friend, either in your head or in real life, you just have more experience and you feel more confident about how your little pitch, if you think of it that way, flows and how it comes across. And then thirdly, it helps you shift your mindset from marketing hustle to more of a community building sense. And I think that's at the end of the day what we all want, right? Like even the sleaziest marketing people out there, I know they still exist. I think deep down they just want to be friends with everyone, and they think that making money is like the one and only thing they should be focusing on right now, because that's the soup we're all swimming in. But I really think deep down we all just want to be friends. Call me naive, I don't know, that's okay. But I think, you know, if as you make your stuff and you sell your stuff and you tell people about it, if you just keep coming back to that question, like, would I feel good selling this to a friend? Then I think your attention shifts a little bit from, you know, just bigger being better to actually, you know, there's this deep heart of service in your work, and how, you know, how does that relate to your friendships? I don't think it's reasonably possible that we're really good friends with all our clients in most cases, obviously. But I do think there is something really beautiful in not thinking as people, or as, you know, of people as followers or buyers or clients only, but to kind of connect with them as individuals. You know, even if there's a lot of people, even if you run a big course and there's a few hundred people in them, you know, they're still humans that bring hopes and dreams into this course that they're taking with you. And while you might not be able to get to know each and every one of them individually, you can get a sense of kind of how the group feels and who they are and what kind of questions come up. And that can be really beautiful as well. Okay, I want to share a few questions now that you can kind of ask yourself to expand on this initial question. The first one is, how do you feel about your friends signing up? So let's say you've gotten to the point where you told your friends about your thing, and if they didn't sign up, how would you feel about that? Sometimes that happens organically, right? Like maybe sometimes you do have that like little trial conversation with a friend, and then they're like, oh my God, actually, I had no idea you're doing that in this way, and I really want it. You know, how would you feel if they didn't sign up? I know I felt really shy initially when people signed up for a newsletter, for my newsletter. And I think that's totally normal, right? Because people know you as a friend and then they see you in this different way. And yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? I think the further I've gone in my business journey, the more I feel I'm the same person in my business as I am to my friends. But I also recognize, you know, that will never be 100%. That's just human. We are different in our work a little bit than we are privately, which I think also just has to do with boundaries and intimacy and these totally human things. That doesn't mean necessarily that you're being fake or that you have to change who you are in any way. The second question is, what would you tell your friend about your offering and how might that inform your sales page? So kind of looking in more detail at what exactly it is that you're saying to your friend as you're telling them about it. And if that's maybe in any way different than you are talking about it on social media or on your website right now. And if so, you know, do you want to maybe tweak that a little bit, make it more aligned? If not, can you say why? Is that maybe useful information for you? And then thirdly, would it feel like a fair economic exchange with your friend? Ooh, so I want to say a little bit more about that question because I think that can be very charged, right? Firstly, I want to say, I think there's a spiritual price to only offering things that our friends or we ourselves cannot afford. And I know that because I've been in that place in the first few years of my business. I was definitely undercharging for web design, but I was still charging an amount that I couldn't have afforded myself at that time. And that's a weird feeling. I can't even really say exactly why. It just is, to be honest. It just is feeling weird. And I needed to learn a lot about pricing and sustainability and shame to come to a place where I feel really good about my prices and I could also afford them myself if I really wanted to and I couldn't make my own website. That would be okay, you know? And I think actually there's so much more to say about the economic systems we're living under and how they operate and what they do to us as people. But anyway, this would explode this podcast episode. So just wanted to name, like, I know that is a really tricky spot to be in. I've been there. I will never want to be in that place again, ideally. And I think it's something that you can work through. It just really takes time. But that's okay because we're in it for the long haul, right? Like this is our life's work. So let's just keep chipping away at it. And that is what I would say to that. And the other thing I will say is that if the answer is no, if you feel right now like what you're offering and what your friends would pay is not a good economic exchange, that's also just really important information. Like maybe you would feel a bit resentful because you're over-delivering and you wanted to be paid a little bit more. Or maybe it makes you feel like, ooh, actually, I wouldn't feel good knowing that my friend spends that precious money on this thing because I am not actually 100% behind my pricing. And again, that is valuable information. Now, I really don't want this exercise to lead you to lower your prices and or to feel any kind of shame about, you know, how you run your business. I just want to be very clear that that is not what I mean. And the economic situation that your friends find themselves in has nothing to do actually with your business, right? Maybe you're serving a different kind of community and, you know, that pricing is fine for them. Or very likely, actually, you are really generous in ways that are free to people to access. I think that's something around pricing that we should all remember as well, that in the way that many of us run our businesses now, we create a lot of free content, we have newsletters, we are on social media, some of us, we have podcasts and blogs and we give advice and answer questions and we write books and zines and all these different things that often are free or very you know, available at quite low prices. So it is true that whatever you charge, there will always be people for whom it is too much. That is really heartbreaking, I think, but it is also a reality. And so I don't think that we should take this question and kind of try to find a spot where absolutely everyone can afford our work, because very likely that means then that your business and your work is no longer accessible to you, which is really ironic because so often accessibility is really at the heart of our concern. We want to make sure it's available to everyone who wants it, but then it doesn't, you know, it suddenly is no longer available to us because it's not sustainable financially. But anyway, I will just say this question one more time. Would it feel like a fair economic exchange with your friend? And now, having said all that, just notice what comes up and see if that, you know, informs your strategy or your pricing in any way. One last thing actually that I want to say to that. Maybe an outcome of this question is also just that you develop other offerings that meet people at different price points. So maybe you right now have like a lower cost course that's pre-recorded and downloadable. Maybe you want to add services to that for people who can't afford them. Or maybe you only have higher end services packages. Maybe you want to make some recordings for people who can't afford those. So I think it's always a nice idea to meet people at different price points. Like I have the web design adventure course, for example. I have branding with Canva. They're pre-recorded. You can, you know, do them at any point. You can go at your own pace. They're much more affordable, of course, than working with me one-on-one. And then this is in between, where if you already have a website and you just need some tweaks or some advice or some tech integrations, then you can book a tech day with me. So yeah, different points are always a good idea in business, I think. And then finally, I just want to kind of tie this all up and say again, I think this is about thinking about the people around your work as a community of people who have similar interests and want to support you and want to be in some kind of exchange with you. And that's really a journey of rehumanizing and stopping to think about people as numbers or followers, but also embracing yourself as a human in your business with your own needs and concerns and worries and maybe ways in which you feel shy. So really hope that this thought experiment has been helpful for you. Do reach out if you want to work together and share the episode with a friend if you like. I would love that so much.